You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Do you remember President Trump referencing that China might have tampered somehow with the 2016 election? Well, Congressman Jeff Denham from California also talked about China and elections tampering recently. And his comment was picked up by the PolitiFact California team, which has fact-checked it. Reporter Chris Nichols is in the studio with a rating. Hi, Chris. Glad to have you here.
Good morning, Beth. Great to be here.
I would like to clarify that President Trump and Congressman Denham did not say the same thing.
That's right. Trump has made comments suggesting China could have been responsible for the 2016 election interference, and Denham's claim was much more broad, did not give any sort of time frame for when China allegedly tampered with U.S. elections.
We are in a season of highly competitive House races, a lot at stake, so that alone might say why you'd focus on something Congressman Denham said. Do you want to add to that?
Well, that's right. We're looking at some of these very competitive House races across California. There are five that are now considered, that are so close, they're considered toss-ups. And Denham's District 10 in the Modesto area is one of those.
So let's listen to what he said, and then we'll talk about the fact check.
You know, China's been a good partner on a lot of issues. They've backed us up with North Korea. You know, they are a good trading partner, even though they've not acted so well with our elections. They've tampered with our elections quite a bit.
And that was the phrase right there, right?
That's right. Tampered with our elections quite a bit. So that definitely caught our attention. Everybody knows about Russia and the conduct when it comes to the widespread interference in the 2016 election. China has just not come up too much other than the comments by our president. And so we wanted to see if there's anything to this.
You always reach out to the office to begin with. So what happened when you contacted the congressman's office?
We received essentially a list of news articles, government reports that do outline threats when it comes to China's cyber capabilities. It's espionage threats. It's theft of intellectual properties. All of these things are very real concerns, but we did not see any material that even alleges tampering by China in U.S. elections.
You reached out to a number of experts to ask about this as well.
We did, and the experts really sort of drew a distinction here. They talked about efforts by China to lobby U.S. politicians. There's certainly a lot of that goes on. There are efforts to influence America's political process, just like other countries do that. But they drew the distinction and said that they have not seen evidence of tampering. One of those experts is Yoshiko Herrera. She's a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, and she has studied Russian election interference.
And we have a clip from your conversation with her.
I don't think that there's any evidence of China as a government acting to interfere in the elections in order to either disrupt the process or to tip the election one way or the other. Tamper suggests breaking into something or inappropriately changing something. Now, it doesn't suggest just buying influence, for example.
There's also more fact-checking on this point. I think that you saw work that had been done by the PolitiFact Wisconsin team.
That's right. There was a similar claim about a year ago by then White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, and he said at that time, summer of 2017, that it was an absolute fact that China, and he also mentioned North Korea, had consistently meddled in U.S. elections for many, many years. And our colleagues at PolitiFact Wisconsin, which is another PolitiFact affiliate, checked that out, contacted a dozen international affairs experts, including some of the same ones that we followed up with, and they rated that false.
All right. So with it all said, in terms of Congressman Denham's claim, what's the rating?
Well, again, without any evidence, without even any credible allegations that this has been happening, at PolitiFact, when there's simply no evidence, we rate things false. And that's the rating we placed on Denham's claim.
And is this fact check complete and posted on the website at this
point? It's okay. At PolitiFact.com/California.
And there's a link to so much work by the National PolitiFact team. And let me also promote that you have a busy day today. You're on your way to a speech.
That's right. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy will be speaking later today in Sacramento. We will be attending that and listening for any possible future fact checks.
Okay, Chris. Always great to have you with us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Beth.
Chris Nichols is the reporter for the PolitiFact California team that's based at CAP Radio. And you're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.